Proclamation number 7861 of 30th of March, 1961. Free will must accept the work of redemption. You are bound, and this shows mercy to me. You are still in my adversary's bondage as long as you don't let yourselves be redeemed by me. And therefore you are weakened, you lack strength and light. For he still has you under his control, which prevents you from voluntarily letting yourselves be illuminated by my strength of love and coming out of your state of weakness. Yet my love is for you, my living creations, and it has also followed you into the abyss. My love wants to lift you up from the abyss, it wants to help you to ascend again, to return to me, and my love will not rest until it has reached its aim. But you must remember me, you must acknowledge me as your divine redeemer, otherwise you place yourselves outside of those for whom I shed my blood on the cross. Through my crucifixion I redeemed your guilt of sin which caused you to become weak and wretched, I paid the ransom for you to my adversary, but you must now also accept my redemption, you must have the will yourselves to get away from your jailer, you must press towards me deep in your heart and thereby prove to me that you have changed your will, which once turned away from me towards my adversary. And then you will truly become free from him, you will emerge from your state of weakness, you will receive strength and light again and come ever closer to me, who is only waiting for your union with me in free will, which will then also provide you with abundant beatitudes. I did everything for you. I gave my life on the cross in order to lead you out of wretchedness towards a new life, an eternal life and bliss. However, your own will always remains decisive as to how you relate to me and my act of salvation. If you don't come under my cross, if you keep yourselves far away from me, then the burden of sin will remain with you, you will not be released from it and it will press you to the ground, it will keep you in the abyss and you will not be able to lift yourselves up under your burden. And then my death on the cross was in vain for you, you refuse to avail yourselves of the blessings of the act of salvation, and you will never be able to cope with your burden of sin, you will take it with you into the kingdom of the beyond where only he can remove it from you whom you did not want to acknowledge on earth but whom you inevitably have to acknowledge if you want to be released from your guilt. For this reason you should take the path to the cross on earth, you should turn to your Redeemer Jesus Christ who, full of mercy, also took your guilt upon himself when he walked the path to the cross. You should entrust yourselves to me and appeal to me for forgiveness of your guilt, who took abode in the man Jesus in order to suffer and die for you as a human being. Because I took pity on your wretchedness and weakness and wanted to help you in your adversity with my infinite love. Believe that you need me in order to become blissfully happy and realize that you are not blissfully happy in your present state, that you are weak and helplessly dependent on my grace and mercy, that you therefore have to turn to me myself because I will not make your will unfree, because your will itself is to turn to me, which once turned away from me in blindness of thought. I died for you on the cross and took all your guilt upon myself in order to buy your freedom back from the Lord, who dragged you down with him to the abyss. He will not release you if you yourselves do not want me to deliver you from his power. But he is powerless against you if you are only willing to let yourselves be redeemed by me. If you go under the cross and there lay your burden of sin at my feet, and my endless love will truly take it from you. My endless love will open the gate into the kingdom of light for you and you'll reach the life that lasts forever. Amen.